Moments of Melody coming your way. The program with some music for your heart. A very expensive piece of equipment that cost thousands of dollars broke down. It's very difficult to find anyone to repair it. Finally, a man was located who knew something about this valuable equipment. He stepped into the room, tapped on a few bolts. He said while tapping on a certain bolt, "This part must be replaced." They replaced it, and the equipment worked perfectly. The man who helped them sent them a bill for $1,000. They were angry. They went to him and said, "Why, all you did was tap on a bolt." "Yes," he replied. "I'll itemize my bill. Tapping on the bolt, $1. Knowing which bolt to tap, $999.
Tempted and tried, we're oft made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long, while there are others living about us, never
Tell those who are rich not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which will soon be gone. But their pride and trust should be in the living God, who always richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and should give happily to those in need, always being ready to share with others what God has given them. By doing this, they will be storing up real treasure for themselves in heaven. It is the only safe investment for eternity. And they'll be living a fruitful Christian life down here. Safe investment for eternity. Sometimes you may be charged too much for things. Sometimes you're charged too much for work that's been done. You may make a bad investment. Lasting investments are made in heaven. That's what we learned from the verses we just read. By doing this, they'll be storing up real treasure for themselves in heaven. It is the only safe investment for eternity. How do you make such investments? Why don't you read those verses again? We find them in 1 Timothy chapter 6.